that day. Barbie was disappointed, but she decided to stay and see the show. Barbie sat in the stands and watched the riders walk, trot, canter, and jump with their horses. Each rider had a number pinned to their back. Judges made notes and kept score. One rider on a gray horse jumped higher and moved more gracefully than all the others. Barbie had never seen anyone ride like that. The young woman and her gray horse won first place. A judge gave them a trophy and a blue ribbon. The crowd cheered and took pictures as the winners trotted proudly around the ring. Barbie wondered, what would it be like to ride like a champion? Barbie greeted the winning rider nervously.
"Hi, I'm Barbie," she said. "You were amazing."
"Thank you," the rider said, patting her horse's neck. "My name's Mandy, and this is Jade. She's like family."
"So is my horse," said Barbie. "I've had Tawny since she was a foal. I'd love to be in a show one day, but I'm not sure I'm good enough."
"I wasn't always a championship rider," Mandy said. "I practiced a lot. There's a show for beginners coming up here at the stables in the fall. If you want to compete, I can help you prepare."
"That would be wonderful," Barbie said. "Thank you."
Barbie and Mandy planned to meet back at the stables the following week. Barbie was ready bright and early. "Are you both ready to work hard?" Mandy asked.
"Yes," Barbie said with a huge smile.
The first thing Barbie learned about was grooming. Mandy moved a curry comb in circles over Jade's coat, pulling out dirt and loose hairs.
"I love brushing Tawny's mane and tail to make them shiny and beautiful," Barbie said.
"Don't forget her hooves," Mandy reminded her. "They have to be clean, too." Next, Mandy showed Barbie how to get her horse's tack ready for a show. Tack is made up of the saddle and bridle. The saddle goes on the horse's back, and the bridle goes over the horse's head. Barbie cleaned Tawny's saddle and oiled the bridle. Then she shined the buckles until they sparkled.
"I know that the straps on the saddle have to be tight so it doesn't slip," Barbie said. "A loose saddle could make a rider fall, right?"
"That's right," Mandy said. "Safety always comes first for both you and Tawny." Next, Mandy took Barbie to a riding store to buy show clothes. Barbie admired her new outfit in the mirror.
"I love the clothes I get to wear for a horse show," Barbie said. "I feel like a champion already."
Mandy asked Barbie if she'd like to be her helper for an upcoming show on Saturday.
"I would love that," Barbie exclaimed.
On Saturday, Barbie could feel the excitement in the air as Mandy and the other riders entered the ring for the warm-up. She saw Mandy practice good sportsmanship by greeting the other riders with a smile. The horse show was dazzling. Barbie's favorite event was jumping. She watched closely as the horses cantered to pick up speed, then leaped over fences and logs. After the show, Mandy thanked the judges and said goodbye to all the riders. Barbie helped her put away Jade's tack, feed, and brushes. "Did you watch my form during the show?" Mandy asked Barbie, who was putting Jade's saddle on a rack.
"What does form mean?" Barbie asked.
"Form is good posture and balance. I'm going to teach you all about it." On the way to Jade's stall, Barbie and Mandy passed Tawny, who offered them a loud neigh.
"I think Tawny just congratulated Jade on a great show," Barbie said with a laugh.
The next day, Barbie and Tawny began...